There may not be a free lunch, but last week all across the country there was some free theater. More than 600 nonprofit theaters in 120 cities offered a free night of theater to try and hook new audiences. Jeff London reports from New York.
It was 7:55 p.m. in the lobby of the Queens Theater in the Park when Andy McGillicuddy, a husky guy in his 30s in sports jacket and tie, walked in with his date to pick up free tickets to see Vine Tata, a new play about Romanian immigrants. McGillicuddy said he found out about Free Night of Theater from an article in the newspaper, then reserved his tickets on the internet. Why this play in this theater?
It's a little bit sort of geographically convenient. I work in Queens. I'd been to this theater before, but several years ago, and I know that they've redone it, so I figured I'd come on out. But I didn't really, frankly, I didn't know much about the show itself, but I figured it was night of theater, figured it'd be fun.
McGillicuddy's just the sort of person Free Night of Theater is geared towards, says Teresa Eyring, executive director of TCG, the Theater Communications Group, a service organization of nonprofit theaters across America. In 2003, many of those theaters were still reeling from the effects of 9/11, finding both audiences and donations shrinking. Eyring says TCG wanted to find a way to increase both.
The idea was that theaters would make as many seats available, as many tickets available at no charge in order to invite audiences to attend, but primarily people who didn't typically attend the theater. So the idea was to introduce theater to people who just probably because of the price barrier, hadn't given it a try yet.
A pilot program began in 2005 with just three cities participating, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Austin, Texas. But it proved so successful that theaters in other cities were clamoring to join. One of them was the Cleveland Public Theater, a company that offers edgy political work and radical reinterpretations of classic plays. They've offered free tickets for three seasons now. Executive Artistic Director Raymond Bobgen says in this entertainment market, theaters like his have to give a little push.
We're really competing not against other theaters, but against movies. And so by having a free night of theater, it's a low risk for them.
Every participating theater makes at least a quarter of its seats available for free night of theater. Some have found underwriting to cover expenses, but most take the monetary loss in hopes that it will ultimately lead to a gain in ticket sales, says TCG's Teresa Eyring.
Most theaters don't perform at 100% capacity for every single show, and so if those tickets aren't used at all, it's a missed opportunity, whereas if they can identify the 100 tickets that perhaps won't sell and make sure that those tickets are used by someone who might not otherwise attend, it becomes, in a sense, a marketing expense. It's an audience development expense.
Jeffrey Rosenstock is artistic director of the Queens Theater in the Park, a nonprofit theater that presents new plays, dance, and opera performances in the middle of New York's Flushing Meadows Corona Park, not far from Shea Stadium and the Unisphere, the large globe made famous in Men in Black. He says his theater will actively court the free nighters.
Send them out even with their tickets. Something saying, welcome, do you need special directions? You know, we're delighted this is your first time. And then immediately after the show with a small little survey and a follow-up saying, we hope you enjoyed it. If there's anything that didn't work, can you let us know? And here's a brochure and a special offer for something else to see if we can get them to become an ongoing customer.
If the experience of other theaters is any guide, Rosenstock should find an uptick in his paying audience. In past years, over three-quarters of the people who participate have never been to the host theater before, and almost half of them come back and pay full price. And Teresa Eyring says a substantial number are young, ethnically diverse, and don't have a lot of disposable income.
So what we've been able to determine, again, is that we're really reaching an audience that does not meet the typical profile of theatergoer.
And what of Andrew McGillicuddy, the man who attended the Queens Theater in the Park because it was close to where he worked?
I enjoyed it. It was good. It was a good professional performance. You know, the story was interesting.
But more important, would he come back and pay full price?
Yeah, you know, I think I would.
Some theaters will be offering free tickets through the end of October. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.